The University of Kentucky is in the midst of an extended budget dialogue. As part of his Kentucky Promise, President Capiluto is focused on crafting a budget that is focused on institutional priorities and driven by campus input. Joining us today on UK Perspectives to talk about this is President Eli Capiluto. Dr. Capiluto, welcome back.
Thank you. It's always terrific to talk to you, Tom, and have an opportunity to communicate with the large audience that you enjoy.
Well, I mentioned the budget dialogue that's going on right now. How is this process different from the past, and why change?
When I arrived here 16 months ago, I began listening, and I learned so much from all that rich conversation. I thought it would be important that we undertake a similar process so that I could learn and our campus could learn about our budgeting process. Last year, after the General Assembly reached its decisions, we compressed into a five-week period a lot of determinations about our budget. I thought it would be important to look at this over a more extended length of time, so this is a two-year budgeting process that we undertook. We waited for everybody to arrive back on campus and began our discussions in early fall. The provost and I have visited nearly all the colleges. I meet regularly with faculty, staff, and students. The provost and his budget team are working alongside deans. We've received lots of feedback and made adjustments to our initial proposals.
And what have some of those adjustments been?
First, what has given us great opportunity is we had greater net tuition revenue than we initially forecasted. And this expanded all kinds of opportunities. This was largely attributed to the expansion of our first year class, an increase in our transfer students, and a shift to have a few more non-resident students on campus. These individuals are from outside of the state of Kentucky. They pay a higher rate of tuition. Then, we have ambitious plans to begin restoring the academic core of our campus, new learning facilities, classroom space, laboratories, so we can teach in the modern 21st century ways. So we had a debt service pool of, we wanted to get up to about $15 million. We reduced that by five, but that still gives us capacity to invest about $130 million in a step forward to modernizing our campus. We were able, because of this tuition increase, to reduce the reallocation targets for our academic units from half to just 2%, about 2%. Our support units, central administration and others, still have targets of 5%, but that's down from 6.4%. In addition to those, we're going to invest nearly $8 million into our colleges and the support units. These will help with those units that are doing more teaching, enhance our IT support and e-learning opportunities, improve our safety and crime prevention, expand our counseling center for our students, provide a North Campus study. These are just a sample of some of the investments we'll be making. Plus, the provost will also be working with the deans to allocate an additional $4 million following the recommendations of the Provost Council on metrics so that we can award those colleges according to a value-based performance approach.
So where do we go from here? What are the next steps that you envision in this process?
The provost and I continue to meet with the colleges and units. The provost will also continue his engagement of the deans. The next step is certainly under the influence of the General Assembly. Their legislative session starts in January, so we will be working closely with our elected representatives. And we'll also continue to share updates throughout the campus.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Capiluto. And you mentioned expanding the academic core here on campus, and I'd like to explore that again next week. So I hope we can have you back.
Thank you, sir.
WUKY's UK Perspectives interviews. The complete interviews are available at WUKY.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.